T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Zach, real quickly, 305-567-0560. What do we got coming in this morning?
All right, a couple that came in this morning off our poll that we have right now. Let me update the poll real quickly if I could find it and give you it to you, because a couple of the texts earlier were easily Canes beating FSU and seeing some of those players regretting pick FSU over the Canes. Favorite sports moment of 2020 is the my. A lot of people early were saying Miami beating FSU, were it, even though the Heat are in the finals right now.
Well,
couple texts early on that.
There were some guys. It's so funny. Just following that recruiting, there were a few guys from down here that didn't want to be part of this. And it's funny. Only, you got to be a hardcore fan to, like, you'll find out some guys didn't decide to go to your school. It just looks like Florida State, it didn't even look like Florida State talent, even though I know a lot of those guys, they got, well, the defensive tackle is one of the best players in the country. But they've got, yeah, a lot of guys getting recruited by a lot of the big schools. They just – this coach, I know he's coming – getting, you know, over the COVID-19, but he's going to have to – he's going to have to get this thing flipped around real quickly up there, or they're gonna go south real quickly, and you're going to have guys, you know, starting to look at each other and blame each other, and – and it could get ugly, especially with everything else going on around football right now.
Right, right. How about this one, Joe? FSU is so damn bad, it makes it hard to judge just how good UM is. The receivers are still shaky, and Blake Baker definitely has issues running a defense, but there's no reason to believe they can't score their way to a big season. So someone's still finding negatives out of a 52-10 win.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's hard to do that.
If I was to tell you that we'd be looking at 3 picks, 6 sacks, and 13 tackles for loss, and, like, I don't know how many quarterback hurries, I think you'd take it. Yeah, they had a few plays and missed tackles, but I thought they was pretty good.
Someone said you should have asked Manny this morning what Lou Headley, the punter, was doing with all his free time that night.
Yeah. Boy, they had, I tell you what, your two kickers had the night off except for extra points.
Let's see. Oh, here's a good one, Joe. Some Marlins hate in here. The Marlins wouldn't have made the playoffs if not for the special format and 3 extra teams in each league this year. Great. But they did,
it is. You know what? I didn't even look to see what the wild card. I think the wild card teams were all, there were a bunch of teams around that 31-29 to 500. The Giants had a chance to get in the last couple of days and just choked it away. Had a lead late and walk-off home run. Oh, my God. Just.
And here's one looking – well, here's one looking forward, Joe, to something possible. Joe, imagine Monday morning if the Canes do beat Clemson that Saturday.
Well, we got an extra week, first of all, so I don't want anybody to think it's this Saturday. But that's – look at the way they're playing. This is the time to play them. You're healthy. Hopefully you don't have any COVID-19 issues between now and going to Clemson. But you got to feel pretty good going up there. Now, Clemson's got a really good team. I don't know who they play this week. I forgot to look to see somebody in the ACC. But, man, it'll be a fun test to see where you are, man. You want to play against the best. And then it's on with the rest. You got a lot of teams just like you in the ACC after that. Pitt. Then all the teams through the years that you've lost to after you were feeling good. You remember when they went 10-3, it was that stinking Pitt team that got you first.
Clemson's got Virginia this week at home.
All right.
Yep. If the Cubs have any class, they'll have Steve Bartman throw out the first pitch.
Oh. With a, yeah.
Right, that'd be funny, right?
What a series that was. That was unbelievable.
Yep.
That was so much fun to cover.
Someone did a little spy report for us also. It said, so I'm watching First Things First. The show has been on for over 20 minutes. They still haven't mentioned the Heat making the finals. Started with the Cowboys, LeBron, Aaron Rodgers. The hate is real, fellas.
No, it's kind of disappointing. Like Paul Pierce, as a former Celtic, taking a shot, you know, about a nickname for Tyler Hero. Like, give the kid a little credit, man. The kid right now is the third best rookie, period, in this class. He went ahead of his own teammate who finished second or third in the voting. It's crazy.
Yeah.
All right, hey, we got to go to break here. We'll come back, check in. Manny Diaz is going to join us coming up here as well. We'll have a lot more. Stay with us. Quick break, back in a moment. All right, we are back on what has become a real fun Monday. God, I wish we had more of these. We've had our share of losing. It's about damn time we had a little something good today to talk about. Had a lot of winning here recently from a lot of different sports that we have going on. 305-567-0560. Zach, what do we have?
Here's a good one. My thoughts on why they had Duncan Robinson in late is because he was hitting some shots. The Celtics looked tired chasing him around, and they weren't hitting threes and relying on twos. And if you want to play that style, they're completely content on hitting a three when you're getting twos. But the chasing around part's the most important. He's right.
I'll tell you one thing. How many threes?
Ronnie said that the other day to us too, right?
How many threes did the Celtics miss at the end of that game in a row? I mean, they were throwing up bricks. Just falling, you know, we get the rebound, go right back down and score. Next thing you know, it's double digit lead.
Yep. Heat are taking out LeBum and the Lakers in six for the NBA title. Here comes cocky Heat fan coming in. Welcome to the show.
All right.
I'm okay with that. You can be cocky at this point. We're in the finals, so it doesn't
any
matter.
Prediction, as long as you don't see it's going to be a 3-game sweep or something. When you got, we have to tell you it's a 4-game sweep.
Right.
But.
To but seven outside games of
that,
right,
yeah,
right.
Outside of that, you're good. Whatever you think.
Here's a football one for you, Joe. Although they're doing well, Herbert and Burrow have taken some wicked shots in the pocket. The league is going to test to his health for sure.
If I didn't know any better, Cincinnati has some of the worst pass protection I have ever seen.
It's bad.
Yep. Joe Burrow, if he makes it through this season healthy with that group, it'll be amazing.
I've been big on this whole like Tua needs to play immediately thing. When I saw Joe Burrow take that hit yesterday,
oh God!
That, like, oh my God, man!
Imagine seeing Tua take that hit.
Yeah,
week.
I mean that'd be bad. I mean, I guess that's happened at some point, but did he get crushed yesterday?
You guys think Herbert's got a chance to be good?
Yeah, I do.
I do too.
Yep. I mean, he's going to be a decent quarterback in this league. You could tell.
He's not throwing it down the field right now because he's also trying to get rid of the football quickly.
Yeah, his offensive line isn't great either.
He's been running a lot. Every year it's the same thing, man. Like, for everybody, bitch, oh, we took all these. I see why. These offensive lines, some of them are terrible. I mean, you give your guy, and Herbert can move. Like, he's a big, tall guy that's athletic. But, man, he got popped too. I thought he was broke his arm or something the way – he was down for a missed one play, but man.
Well, he knocked a dude out last week, right? What was it, like a linebacker he crashed into that he knocked out?
Ran someone over, yep.
That's a big guy.
Yeah, he's a big dude. 6'6", 225, he's a big dude.
Those hits are going to start hurting down the road, though. You keep taking a lot of them, and now you're not trying to prove anything. Now you're trying to stay healthy. You're going to get a lot smarter.
How about this one, Joe? The governor lifted all restrictions, so they should be able to play at the Miami Arena or the AAA with full capacity. Did you see the elbow room pictures this weekend?
No, was elbow room backloaded?
Oh, man, Joe, it was. It looked like spring break elbow room in 1981. It was bad. No masks, nothing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, did you see if you got fined previously for wearing a not wearing a mask and you didn't pay it, you don't have to pay it anymore? As part of the free-for-all that we got from the governor.
COVID's gone.
Yeah.
I just want to tell you guys, the mask fight is over. Mm-hmm. Like, if you want to wear it, but you don't have to. And people are going, F you, I don't want it. All right.
Yep, wait, so what's going on in Florida officially now? Like, everything is open and it's just a free-for-all, right?
Some of those guys down in Dade County weren't sure. They're still waiting to find, like, what's this mean? Like, what's going on? We still trying to figure it out.
Like, I saw nightclubs are opening, right?
Yep.
That's good.
Just what we need, right?
Perfect. I would just recommend, if your health's not really good,
don't go to a nightclub.
I want to see Joe at a table at Live next weekend.
Oh, God.
If you're a little overweight, a little older, yeah. probably not a good place for me to be, is what I'm saying.
Yep. Here we go. Let's not kid yourself. Lakers going to sweep that ass. There you go.
I don't think they'll sweep them. No matter what, I don't think they'll sweep them. They can sweep the Nuggets.
The
Nuggets should have got that series, probably should have still be playing.
This team is that Pistons team that won a title against L.A. Bam is Ben Wallace. Dragon is Chauncey Billups. Butler is Prince. Sprinkled in with a bunch of amazing role players that bust their ass and do the little things. It's amazing watching this team.
It is. It is just so unusual to see a group of guys play well together and leave their ego at the door. And just when they're asked to do something, they do it. When you're hot, but it can be anybody. One night it's Hero going for 37. Last night it's a bounce back game by Adebayo going for 32. And it's just different guys. And Duncan Robinson looked like he was down and out. Comes back. Hits a big shot. Just a lot of really good stories coming from everybody.
Right. Here's a good one for the Heat. Riley and Spogan enjoy watching the Heat win a title over LeBron and the Lakers. That's going to be sweet. In their minds, I'm sure. That would be it. It'd be a nice topping on the cake for those two guys, right?
LeBron has to know going in that that matters, too, that if he loses to his former team, like we talked earlier about like how this would really hurt his legacy overall to lose to this Heat team when he's a massive favorite.
Well,
but then to go
this.
To L.A. and lose your former team makes it even worse.
Remember all those years he's in Cleveland, and he's like, I mean, everybody defend LeBron. Well, like, his team's not as good, like, that Golden State team is loaded. It was loaded. And now he's the one that's got the big horse playing next to him.
Right. Yep. Let's see what else we got here. No one cares about the Marlins making the playoffs, Joe. Baseball sucks. Someone texted that in just now. Very good.
No one cares.
Right.
On behalf of 5 to 7 million people in the greater South Florida area, Joe, we want to let you know, because I don't like a certain sport. Nobody in this town likes it. That guy owes us a dollar in the jar right there.
Right.
Dollar in the jar.
100%.
No one cares.
Even if you don't like baseball, it is a really cool story, though.
It's a good story.
Like, they almost ruined the entire sport at the start of the season, and then
to come back and make
the playoffs is a cool story.
Absolutely.
Like the commissioner and Jeter was mad at the media and whoever started it. And before you ask me a question, you guys need to like ask how those guys are doing. What, the ones that broke the rules?
Right.
Allegedly still, Joe.
Right. Don't get the guy upset.
No, that's a great story. It's not a shot at Jeter. It's a great story. 105 losses, 17-year playoff drought. Do you think it was going to end this year? And they did expand it a few.
Joe, Project Wolverine worked. They're in the playoffs.
Project, bunch of really good arms worked.
Right, Wolverine, right? Here's one, Joe. FSU is hot garbage as expected. UAB and the Cards were who I thought they were. The real measuring stick comes in 2 weeks. Dabo's going to try to put 60 on Miami if he could just send a message. But I don't think those two teams are that far apart.
That is the question that I don't know, because Clemson hasn't really been pushed in a long time in the ACC. So that'll be an interesting one to see how they match up. Game plans. do your guys play great in that game, or do they go out there and they look at the names on the five stars and the four stars? Because Clemson's got more five and four stars than anybody.
Right.
In the ACC.
In the ACC, yeah.
Don't you love how fans' expectations change like so dramatically during a season? Like going into this season, you said 3-0, and you know, I think fans would have been so thrilled. Now all of a sudden, we got to go up and play Clemson tough because it's a test to see where we are on the national level. Like beating Louisville and Florida State wasn't enough.
Well, they didn't just beat them.
I know, but
beat
I just did. You think going into the season, Miami would be this good with a weird offseason with COVID and everything and a new OC and a new quarterback and the way last season ended, like you really thought this is how they were going to look?
I was afraid four preseason practices, spring practices, I was afraid it wasn't going to be enough for this group to really get together and get this thing going. I thought it looked good. I thought, you know, I said, hey, I like this team. I don't know how they're going to play, but I like it. But the unknown was a transfer portal, because before this, We whiffed on some transfer portal guys. We did. We whiffed on some guys. We didn't do our evaluation well enough. But now, they got five or six core guys who you can make an argument are some of the best players on the team. They got some experience. By the way, they're all big-time players. Don't get me wrong. They've either played well in the past, or they're five-star or four-star players from the West Coast that have ended up being damn good. So it's been great.
Here's one, Joe. Someone was ranking some of the players like we were doing earlier in the series. LeBron, AD, Jimmy, Bam, Dragon, Iggy, Hero, then maybe Kuzma Rondo. Let's not forget that Hero's now banging Kuzma's chick. That's going to be in Kuzma's head. He got this. Was that it? Was that Kuzma's like girlfriend that Tyler Hero's now with? I didn't know that.
Who can keep track?
I can't keep track. Wow.
I just wish. So there ought to be a rule. Do we have time for this, Woody, or we got to go?
Do what you got to do, Joe. If you have some kind of important rule, get it out
there. There ought to be some unwritten rule. Like, all right, she's already been in the NBA, the NFL. Got to get something new. Don't do that.
We'll call it the Kardashian rule, okay?
Because now it's kind of weird, you know? They're playing against each other. I don't know, man. Well, we got to go. Let's jump.
We can leave on this one. Someone said even USF could beat Florida State.
Ooh, now you went too far. Right. Now, although they are down and out, I'll tell you what, it wasn't real pretty yesterday. There are a lot of guys down and out up in Tallahassee. Hey, we got Manny Diaz going to join us. We're going to take a quick break. We'll talk to the 3-0 head coach of the Miami Hurricanes right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.